I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guido's texting it in, and I'm like, you know what, Guido, I'm going to ask Baldy, because of all the people who would know, Baldy would know. Hey, ask Baldy, can you simulate or give us a feel for what the quarterback hears in his helmet from the OC or the head coach? Is he listening all the way till the snap? Is the OC relaying a play right after the previous one is done? Like, break down that entire process.
So let's just say Jordan Mason goes off right tackle for 4 yards.
Yes.
So it's now second and six. So Kyle is hitting his waist button right here.
Yeah.
So it's now 42nd clock has just started.
You're standing, you're hitting your right hand side.
So now you watch Kyle all the time on the sideline, yep. Okay? He's already looked at second and six. He's looking at the yard marker, where they're at, down distance game. He knows all that. So he's hitting his talk back to Brock, and it's going to cut off at 15 seconds.
Yep.
So on second and six, he could go, okay, let's go fire 47-year-old pinch quarterback pass, X slant, and then he might have like F, like delay.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then he'll say, he might say, like, as an add-on to Brock, hey, look, if they come off the slot right here, because this is what they do on this second down right here, all right, just know that you got a bubble on the backside. So he's giving them the alerts right there.
Gotcha.
So he's got the play. Now, some guys have simplified everything where it's just a number. Mm-hmm. Give me two. So now Brock is looking at his wristband, mm-hmm. right, and he's just reading the play, okay, and he's giving all the alerts. The alerts to Jordan, the alerts to, you know, Kittle on a delay, whatever it might be.
I saw a clip of Matthew Stafford where McVay's talking to him. And Stafford's like, he keeps talking. Okay. He keeps going on and on. Now, I don't know I think this was during a timeout, however.
Yes.
Not during the play, because obviously you have the 15 seconds. Yeah. You got the cutoff there.
So the league mandates, I want to make sure that the audience hears. The league mandates 15 seconds,
yeah,
it cuts 40 off.
40-second play clock off. At 15 seconds, it cuts
automatically
off.
Cut.
Automatically cuts off 15 seconds. But during timeouts, they're talking in the helmet, and Stafford's like, does this guy ever shut up? He's like joking. He's just like, McVay just goes on and on. So, like, you get a coach like Gruden or something where the play's like 30 words or something. Like, how do you get that in 25 seconds?
Well, it was a problem. Like, there's quarterbacks that, you know, were with Gruden that could not spit the play out. And you knew they were going to struggle. They just, you know, I mean, I don't want to mention any of the quarterbacks' names, because some of them we
see
on TV now.
We see the clips.
Bruce Gronkowski?
He may be a broadcast partner. Yeah, we like Chris Hibbs.
Yeah. But, so there was guys that had some issues, man.
Yeah, no.
When Gruden had his show, like, with the quarterbacks leading up to the draft, I mean, that was like one of the big things. Like, can he spit the play out at the whiteboard, you know?
Right. It's like too much sometimes, man. Let's
too much.
Get the wristbands going on. I know Caleb has a wristband in Chicago.
Well, I remember, like, during the Harbaugh era, Kaepernick would be sitting here, and they're waiting and waiting, and then they'd get under center. Alex had the same problem under Harbaugh.
Yep.
They could not get the hike off
in
time.
Remember with Harbaugh, it went from Greg Roman.
Yep.
To the quarterback coach, Jeep Chris, to Harbaugh.
It was insane.
It went through three different dudes and into the quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. That chain of commands.
It was like a relay race, four by one in football. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's too much.
But these are the things, I think, when we're evaluating quarterbacks, as you look around the league, like, I was just looking at all the rookies, like, Drake May showed a little promise. Caleb's getting better every single week. Obviously, Jaden Daniels has been really, really good this year. And you see Bo Nix last night. Mm-hmm. I think we're so caught up in throws. There's so much that gets baked into it. Leadership, the guys like you. You're talking before the show about Josh Allen. He's just a dude.
Yeah.
And guys gravitate toward him. Can you spit the play out? You know, do you understand, you know, how to make a free release or miss? Like, there's a billion things outside of making a throw.
Well, I mean, just Brock Purdy on Sunday. Like, I mean, there's so much pre-snap motion. And, you know, did they get line? Remember the play a couple weeks ago when the two tight ends ran into each other?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, like, that should never happen, but it can happen. Yeah, guys go the wrong way. Like, it gets called wrong, whatever. Like, all these things can happen. But it all falls on the quarterback to get everybody lined up wrong. Like, for example, last week, the Eagles ran this play against Cleveland. And I'm watching a play. Myles Garrett makes the play for a 2-yard loss on Saquon. I'm like, you can't run that play. You can't run a counter tray, pull the backside, pulling Banks and Trent on the backside and not account for the end. You can't do that. Like, you have to have something to hold the end, whether it's a choke block or whether it's a chip block or whether it's a fake. But Miles is going to follow that tackle every time. Like, that's his job. Like, he's going to make – so I'm watching the play. I'm like, did it come in wrong? Did Jalen call it wrong?
Interesting.
Like, what happened? Because that should – like, that's a fundamental in that play that you got to hold the backside in.
It seems like something is fundamentally wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles after what transpired last weekend with Coach Nick Sirianni.
Like, I've done games since 1998 at the NFL level, every Sunday since 1998, so 26 years. And I've never seen a coach ever during a game start giving fans the business during the game.
What was that?
Never. Like, I've seen it. I've seen, you know, Buddy Ryan, Mike Ditka walk off the field and flip off a fan, maybe, but not during a game. In a game that was a one-score game.
Right.
I mean, all they needed was one play from Deshaun Watson, and they could win the game. I've never seen a coach go over there and give the fan the business during the game.
What is going on with Sirianni? Like, what is – because he's kind of a – we saw him in Kansas City last year at the Tuttle saying, yeah, take that. He's always looking at the cameras. What is going on? Like, the immaturity?
I don't know if he thinks, like, that helps – I don't know – bring in the troops, right. Like rally the troops.
Galvanize
like,
the team or
that's
something?
That's not a rallying cry. No. It just isn't. You know, like you might say some things at halftime that rallies the troops. The rallying has to be done during the week in the preparation. You might give a player some business on the sideline because they blew an assignment or they had an unnecessary penalty or something like that. But otherwise, like it's in the like I have this thing on the 49ers. They've got 28 coaches. 28 coaches on the staff. Like they all got a responsibility. But like the last thing you want, because your head coach has got to be like what everybody's looking at. When he's over there giving the fan the business during the game, I'm like, if I was the owner, Jeffrey Lurie,
I would have fired him.
I don't know if I would have fired him, Joe, right? But I would have had him in my office as soon as the game was over.
It's your consumer. That is the...
You never win.
That's it's what I'm saying. Win. It's, yeah. you no
it's
like
a losing
fool.
Argument.
Then, to me, when you double down,
Philadelphia.
And then you bring your children out to the press conference, when there's only 17 of them, there's not 100 games like in baseball or basketball. You bring your children out as a meat shield after that game. To me, I thought it was weak and it showed a lot of cowardice. But like, to your point about leadership, and I think this is important. I used to think there's only one way to lead. You know, it's not, you know, everybody fall behind me. There's many forms of leadership. Belichick does it one way. You know, Dick Vermeil did it one way. Andy Reid did it one way. So you can win in a variety of ways, but that's not any form of leadership to me.
Well, I mean, look, let's just say Nick doesn't survive and they're going to put his body of work together, including a Super Bowl loss, whatever. Like that's going to be front and center. This is why.
Yep.
Like, you did this to Eagle fans?
Right.
Like, they're in the parking lot, like 49er fans. They're in the parking lot 5 hours before every game, win or lose.
Yep.
Good season, bad season. They're there every single Sunday. Like, that's your – I mean, they're there, that's your team.
I just can't believe – the players, too, though. Deep down inside, I'm sure the players are lucky because there's a clip in the Super Bowl. I think it was a Super Bowl where Sirianni's point. That's up. Jalen Hurts put his arm down. He's like, dude, chill. We're in the Super Bowl. Relax. You're the leader. Players – they know what's real. We had George Kittle on when the last time you were in studio with us, and he goes, look, man, we know what's fake. We know what's real.
Right.
Shanahan gives it to us real.
Right.
There's got to be players in that locker room that's just like, we don't know about this leadership, man. We got to go out there ourselves. Now, you got Vic Fangio. You got Kellen Moore. You got some pros in there. But players know what's fake and what's real, and it seems a little fugazi there with Nick Sirianni.
I mean, it seems a little manufactured.
What, was it all Shane Steichen? Like, what, cause Shane Steichen, the OC, he's now in Indianapolis. I think highly of him as a play caller. Why was their offense so dynamic multiple years ago? And it feels like they just haven't been able to come close.
I remember talking to Shane in preseason that year. This is the year that they went to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I think they started off either 8-0. They started 8-0. Then lost to Washington on a Monday night. But anyways, I talked to Shane, and he was like, he's still a straight shooter with me, at least. But anyways, I said, like, what's this offense going to look like this year? He goes, Baldy, I gotta be honest, our offense line is unbelievable. We've got four backs that can carry it. But I think our quarterback is taking a step up. And we've got AJ. Like, I think we could be as diverse as any offense in football. And it's up to me to make sure that we're accenting the perfect style depending on who the opponent is.
Yep.
And you just came away thinking this thing could morph in any direction. Whatever. If they wanted to just melt the clock in a rain-soaked game, we could do that. If we want to, like, air it out because the defense isn't playing good, we got to, like, chase points, we could do that. Like, I felt like he had complete command of week to week what that offense could look like, and he had the ability to go and rehearse that to where they were going to, like, really perform well in that area on Sunday.
It feels like, man, Sirianni, I got so many questions about Nick Sirianni. I know we got a break here. We'll do that on the other side. We'll talk about Brady. We got a lot going on with the Chiefs and Niners playing on Sunday. Also, a Warriors game, Baldy, if you're bored. I know you usually are packed and booked on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Chino, Chase Center's right down the street for you, man.
I love that place.
Did you pack the white jeans?
I'm going to go just early just to watch Steph just warm up.
Did you pack the white jeans?
No, I didn't.
They're not on this trip. It's fall. Okay, Labor Day's already passed. Yeah. You don't wear white after that.
Dude, it was fall on a Friday night.
At least not at 6th Admission.
No. The last time I was at the gym 5 years ago, I'm coming out the gym sweating, and Baldy's walking down with the taco meat showing, buttons down, white jeans. I'm like, dude, you're not Miami.
I had a rendezvous.
More coming up with Baldy live here in studio. Brought to you by Fremont Big Seller.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.